Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumbrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, CDU, that's Charles Darwin University, enters a first-of-its-kind partnership to boost health literacy in tertiary schools. We're going to catch up a yarn now with CDU Course Coordinator Health and Science, and that's Angela Sheedy. We have Angela on the line. Angela, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. You're based in Darwin, yes?
I am, yes.
All right, fantastic. Now, joint venture partnership, we're talking about health literacy in tertiary schools. Look, a great opportunity and a great team there. So tell us about this partnership that you have there, please.
Right. Well, look, it's been a great collaboration with Dripstone Middle School, and it's seen our students, so our health science students, public health students and so forth, going over to Dripstone Middle School and running some sessions with their students. They've been doing sessions targeting how to set up a MyGov account.
Yes.
We know we all need one of those.
Exactly.
But it's not something that we actually teach in school curriculums, you know. So it was a great opportunity for our students to go over and have run a program and do some community collaboration and some community engagement with the Dripstone students and give them some real-life skills.
Yes.
But it's a reciprocal program. So we've also got Dripstone students coming to us here at Charles Darwin University, and we're going to give them a bit of a taste in the life of being a university student as well.
Mm.
So it's, you know, we've
two-way
got
street.
quite a few things planned together.
Good, fantastic. So the opportunity of possibility of getting more students in the health space, and we can always, there's always room for recruitment, isn't there?
Oh, 100%. You know, for us here in Darwin, we really want to grow our own. We want to really get our future, you know, health professionals here in Darwin and show them what a great university we have and all the opportunities there are for them, you know, to come in and study health with us. We've started with health science because this branches into so many different areas for students. You know, they can come in and find out a bit more about us, but that's opening up doors in occupational therapy, speech, nutrition, physio, everything.
So once they've got the foundation, then they can look into further education in different fields, can't they?
Yeah, 100%. And we've got a really great faculty of health here. There's a lot of great programs that are run on site, so we want to give these students a taster now. So they understand they've got a really good university on their doorstep and kind of bring them into that a little bit so it's not quite so daunting and not quite so unknown. And they can say, you know what, this is something you can do.
Exactly. Now, fantastic. And how long have you been at that, holding the reins there as the course coordinator of health science?
Look, I started in this job about semester two last year, so mid last year, but I've been working on and off with Charles Darwin University for nearly 20 years.
Okay, there you go.
I'm a seasoned territorian.
not a new kid on the block.
Not a new kid on the block, no.
Look, congratulations. So how do people apply?
So, well, for us at Charles Darwin University, you just go on our website and you can see all the courses that we offer in health. The good thing about CDU is that you don't actually have to be in Darwin. We're targeting our Darwin students at the moment.
Oh, externally.
Collaboration with Dripstone, but a lot of our courses are offered externally as well. So we've got students from all over Australia.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep. Fantastic. Well, there it is, opportunity, a great partnership. Thank you very much for sharing, Angela, and all the best to your team. Your family, you take care, keep smiling, and we'll yarn soon.
No worries. Thanks so much. See ya.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. Angela Sheedy, her name is. CDU, Charles Darwin University Course Coordinator, Health Science. And we're talking about the CDU enters first of its kind partnership to boost health literacy in tertiary schools. So a groundbreaking new initiative aimed at boosting health awareness and outcomes across Northern Territory. But anybody can apply externally all over the country. So there it is. 21st century, thanks to www, there it is. Second Schools has launched for the first time at Dripstone Middle School in Darwin. So look, fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Let it out, my
National Talk Black.
Salasiakam, killing and pillaging, they don't give a damn. Burning the villagers in a demonic craze. Broadswords, knives, and their muskets ablaze. War, Salasiakam, listen to my drum. Salasiakam, Salasiakam, Piadra Meriam from Lasendam. Run to the south, Yabi Alam. An old man and his wife were hacked with a knife. Oh, Salasiakam, listen to my drum. Salasiakam, Salasiakam, Kometa Meuram from Sebek to Kiam. Might get their bones lay exposed to bleach. In the sun, there's blood on the beach. War, Salasiakam, listen to my drum. Your future's bright at last. Remember your past. You will make those same mistakes again. Your future's bright at last. But if you forget your past, you will make those same mistakes again. Salasiakam, Salasiakam, Wai, Wai, Karamagaram. You lay buried on the shores of Werbadu. I hear your spirit cry like the call of the moon. You call to me, come, listen to my drum. You call to me, come. Nemo is calling you, come. My drum.
My people, my people, Aboriginal people, don't forget what we're fighting for. We Aboriginal people of this land. Custodians, my people, my people, Aboriginal people across the land. Don't forget what we're fighting for. They took us away from family, set us up.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country at BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong. Now, Sydney Writers Festival live and local program returns in 2025 with the biggest program yet. Look, fantastic, beautiful space. We're going to catch up a yarn with Anne Messop, our Sydney Writers Festival Artistic Director. We've got her on the line. Anne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Congratulations. Another festival here in front of you. Look, fantastic. 2025, the biggest program yet. Look, getting bigger and better every year. First of all, how long have you had the reins as the artistic director?
I'm just coming into my third festival. Good. So, you know, still enthusiastic, not yet completely worn out, but learn a thing or two along the way.
Well, we are students for life, so fantastic. Look, it's headline events to more than 140 libraries, theatres and cultural venues nationwide from Thursday 22nd to Sunday 25 May. And, of course, when we're talking about, thanks to COVID-19, we had to all be flexible and adapt, so to speak. But, look, the flights have opened up for international visitors. So we've got international people at the table now.
Yeah, we've got a wonderful international program this year. And, you know, the way Live and Local works is that we live stream from our venue at Carriageworks, one of the big rooms in that venue, our festival hub. We live stream a whole range of people from the festival, and that includes international stars, wonderful local writers, big conversations, you know, political topics, all kinds of different programming.
Yes.
And people, whether it's in their local library or a community centre, can get together with people in their local community and enjoy these conversations with writers.
Beautiful. Look, just paint the picture regarding this fantastic platform, this vehicle as such, for young and up-and-coming writers, so to speak. This creates a space to look up and have a vision for the future, does it not?
It totally does. And we have a huge audience, and what we try to put in front of them is the best writing people working now, but also the next generation of writers with what they're going to bring to our culture. So there's a whole range of different conversations like that that happen at the festival.
And we're talking...
The best thing is when...
Yeah, sorry?
When people come along, you know, they might come along to hear somebody whose work they already know,
yes,
but they might also experience something new that they haven't seen before.
Fantastic. And like I said, we are students for life, so come with an open mind, open heart, open spirit for the learning, so to speak. But we're talking about writing. We're talking fiction, we're talking non-fiction. And when you look at First Nation people, for example, as storytellers, this is a great platform, yes?
Oh, yes. And some of our most amazing speakers are First Nation speakers, and it's always a real thrill in the festival. You know, we've got people, Nadi Simpson, is a wonderful musician and writer, has curated some sessions for us. And we've got Thomas Mayo talking about his new book, Always Was, Always Will Be, and a whole range of sessions that we're programming also with the Black and Bright Festival, which is Australia's only First Nations-led writing festival. And so B.B. Oliver from Melbourne will be hosting the Bogong, which is a beautiful event with writing stories and performance.
And with young ones, the old phrase, you can't be what you can't see. Well, they can feel it, see it, touch it, talk to it. Fantastic, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful. And we have a whole day for kids and families at Carriageworks on the Sunday. And obviously, Live and Local, the live stream doesn't capture that atmosphere. But we do have one of a fantastic American kids writer called Jeff Kinney, who's written the Wimpy Kids book, who's part of the live stream program as well. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And team effort, so you're a group of people working alongside you, so hats off to them, yes?
Oh, hats off to everybody. I mean, a writer's festival is a very funny thing in that, you know, we think it's all about books and ideas and writers, but, you know, a lot of the time, at the end of the day, it's about chairs, microphones, coffee. There's a whole lot of elements to it.
Exactly. Yourself, so tell us, give me a bit of history of Anne Messop in regard to your place in this industry as such.
So So I've been working on a whole lot of programs like this since very early in my career. I worked on the first reading series that ever happened in Sydney, which happened in a pub called Writers in the Park. But I've gone on to do a whole bunch of other things then and since then. And, you know, most recently I set up a big talks and ideas program at the Sydney Opera House and ran things like the Festival of Dangerous Ideas and a festival called All About Women. And also worked created a talks program for the University of New South Wales and then came to the Writers' Festival.
Saw the light, came over.
Exactly. Well, this is a really special festival because it's really broad. So it's the best fiction writers, big ideas, non-fiction, all kinds of things. So for somebody like me, it's a huge pleasure to be able to work on something like that.
Well, congratulations once again. So the dates again, Thursday 22nd to Sunday 25 May. Whatever you got on those times, block it out. If you're going down to Sydney to catch a rugby league game, come along to the Writers Festival. Why not?
Absolutely.
Thank you for the yarn, Anne. All the best to you. Take care.
Lovely
keep smiling.
Thank you, Trevor.
And we'll talk soon, sister.
Excellent. See you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Anne Messop, her name is Sydney Writers Festival Artistic Director. And look, that's all happening, festival live and local. Programs returning back in 2025 with the biggest program yet. And as mentioned, more than 140 libraries involved. This is with theatres and culture and venues nationwide from Thursday 22nd to Sunday 25 May. And also a platform for young and up-and-coming writers or just attend in regards to some people, don't have a vision to what they want to do with their lives, especially young ones. Well, just attend these functions, these festivals as such. It opens your eyes and opens your mind and heart broaden, and you may see something that, this is my cup of tea, and there it is, and there starts your future in regard to your career pathway. So there it is. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And your host, the bally one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Curry, host for your daily program. And you know it, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Too deadly.
Yeah. Have you heard about the Territory Stolen Generations Redress Scheme?
It's for mob who were taken from family and community when they were kids.
The Stolen Generations in the Northern Territory, the ACT or Jervis Bay.
It's acknowledgement and payment for survivors to help with healing.
You can apply right now or just find out more. Call 1-800-566-111.
Or visit territoriesredress.gov.au.
Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Station sponsor.
First Nations Connect is Telstra's phone line and service centre for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander customers. You can call our friendly team on 1800 444 403 if you have any questions about your Telstra phone or internet plan. Or visit telstra.com and search First Nations Connect. That's 1800 444 403 and telstra.com. Search First Nations Connect.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
the natives of the land we see. We thank the Lord for who we are. We are the natives of the land we see.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, Mission Australia calls on young Queenslanders to have their say. Mission Australia's annual youth survey is open now, and the charity is urging young people ages 14 to 19 to share their views in the largest survey of the nation's young people. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn with Sarah Wild, Mission Australia Service Area Manager. Sarah's on the line. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about a space, a platform for young people to have their say. Tell us how you really feel, so to speak, is what I'm thinking. So tell us about the survey. It's been run annually. Just enlighten us, please, about this space.
Yeah, so look, Mission Australia's been running the survey, as you said, for this is our 24th year. So
yes,
it's the biggest of its kind. And it's a really good opportunity for young people to anonymously give their thoughts around everything that's going on for them.
Mm.
And then we obviously then give that back and can advocate to government and or talk to local services, share that information with schools, share that information with communities.
Look, I think it's a beautiful platform. And when you're talking about young ones, teenagers, what have you, who are our future, but then how they're coping and how they're operating in today's society, when we talk about the forever changing world, we're talking about the 21st century, talking about information age, technology, but we're also talking about health and employment and fitness and all the above. This is a great opportunity for young people to have their say, but it doesn't just sit on the shelf. You're active with this information that you receive from young ones, and what do you do with it again, please, Sarah?
Yeah, well, look, we do a large amount of advocacy, but definitely, first and foremost, it's providing that information back to the young people, but also to communities so that we can use it as a platform.
Yes.
And try and get young people's voice heard as far and wide. As I said, I think last year's survey, we had just short of about 17,500 young people. That was the age of 15 to 19 respond with what their strengths were, what their visions were, and what some of the biggest challenges are. This year, and why there's a difference in the age group, I'll just talk to that, is this year we've opened up the survey for the first time to 14-year-olds, really knowing the significance and ensuring that they can have a voice too.
Well, you look at even 12-year-olds who've got their own phones and what have you, they're in conversations with the world anyway, sort of, so to speak. So what's 14, which is fantastic. But it is a great platform. Like I said, 24 years Mission Australia's been doing this. Do you feel that it doesn't fall on deaf ears? The government gets it, and do they appreciate it? Do they work with it? Tell us the situation there.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And because it is the largest of its kind, a lot of people do look to the Mission Australia Youth Survey. I know locally it's used a lot, and recently we were just looking at some data because there was some anecdotal information around some of the trends for young people within our region, which were really concerning in relation to the increase of domestic and family violence, both as victims and perpetrators within that young age group.
Yep.
And what we were able to do was look back at our Mission Australia data over the last 3 years and actually could support that anecdotal evidence with new survey evidence as that growing concern for young people.
Mm. So it shows a powerful platform and the data that's available. Are you picking up what we're putting down as young ones are saying, so speaking? Here's the opportunity that they can converse and government can grab this information and then make their decisions upon the information they receive, or they're listening to the young ones by acting, you would say.
Yeah, and look, we are seeing an alignment in what we're seeing at a community level. So, for example, in Far North Queensland, the three top issues that were identified from young people were cost of living, violence, safety and crime, and really concerning, discrimination and inequality was a real one that was identified. Yet, as more of a national level, we're seeing cost of living, climate change, violence and safety and mental health as your top four. So it's interesting to look at what's happening at a national level, state level, but then also we're able to pull that data right down to a local level. And I suppose that's part of the call out too, is how can we get schools and communities on board to then help us with the surveys, and then we can pull local data and be able to look at what's happening in different regions, because it is a national survey.
Yes.
So it's interesting to look at different communities and what's happening for young people and really amplifying that voice.
And I think it's a great investment when you're looking about driving the vehicle forward, heading into the future. Like I said, the young ones are our future. So if we don't listen to them now, so to speak, you know, it doesn't make a good vision for the future, so to speak, you know. So it is a team effort. It's a great opportunity. And I just, hope the government takes it on board this. And you've been doing it for 24 years. So the fact that you continue to do so, it is a platform. And it's a platform that the government can go to get the information.
Yeah, absolutely. And support us too is around how can we make sure that young people are involved
in
not just policy and advocacy, but also co-design, because they do have a voice. As you talk about, we've all got young people or know young people, and they have a voice, that's for sure, one that we'd like to be able to share. So, look, the survey opened in April and it runs until August 15th this year, so really keen for everyone to get on board. And we'll publish that data in November.
Sure. So young ones can go online and do this, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely, all online. So that's www.missionaustralia.com.au and then with a /youth survey.
Sure.
And if you go online, there's previous reports, there's previous surveys, there's information, there's YouTubes from young people, there's links, there's consents and information for schools and organisations. So, we're really encouraging everyone to get on board, support, and we're hoping, obviously, to reach more than 18,000 this year. Cool. To beat last year's numbers would be great.
Fantastic. So the fact that we're talking about here on National Talk Black going across the country, how else are you marketing it? Your offices are doing that, or your engagements at different conferences and what have you? Do you put it out there? Paint that picture, please.
100%. So it'll be on all Facebook pages around the country. It'll be in all of our offices. There will be on anything and everywhere. I think there's lots of media releases, lots of communications. It's one of, as I said, the largest in its kind. And obviously, over time, we've got partnerships and relationships with, I know in Queensland, with Catholic Education and Education Queensland to try and get it out through the schools. But we also really like to engage with vulnerable cohorts of people as well, so we're hearing the voice across community.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Sarah, thank you for sharing. Fantastic. 24 years running. Excellent. So all the W's, missionaustralia.com.au/youth survey. Do check it out, your mob. Have your say. Ages 4 to 19, 14 to 19, not 4. Still got the huggies on. 14 to 19. Sarah, thank you for your yarn. Big shout out to Mission Australia, your team. And we'll talk soon, sister.
Thanks, Trev. Have a good
Take
day.
Care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That's Sarah Weil, Mission Australia Service Area Manager, and talking about they're calling on young Queenslanders to have their say. So do check it out. All the W's, missionaustralia.com.au/youth survey, one word. So there it is, ages 14 to 19. Tell us what you really think. There it is, Yarn Up Strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country at the BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, National Talk Black, too deadly.
An old man sadly gazes out across the blue horizon. He can't stop the tears that falls from his eyes. He turns and faces towards town. He sees people nowhere bound. He wonders if they'll ever go home. The wild cockatoos silhouetted against the rainstorm. It seems alive.
lightning flash. Hear the thunder roll. It's coming in from the west. And say, raining on the rocks.
National Talk Black.